Hey, Radio Laurie, how are we doing tonight? I'm Lucas Galukas, and this is my show, Spectrum Music. We play indie rock and indie whatever else every Wednesday night from 6 till 7. This week, we're playing a bit of new stuff again. I do this every once in a while. Sometimes I have like a thematic show, but this time I try to just do new stuff, introduce you to some stuff you might have missed within the last month or bit, you know? Starting off tonight, I'll be playing a track from a group called Varsity. They're an indie rock group from Chicago that is slowly rising up in the scene. They dropped an amazing debut EP last year. Can't wait to see what else comes out from them. And actually, I believe this is their first work since the EP. This track, The Dogs Only Listen to Him, a lot softer and not as energetic, I would say, as their older tracks. But excellent. After that, we have some Gorilla Toss, acid-infused post-punk sort of group that I just can't get enough of. They dropped an EP last year, too. I was all over that. This one, not as crazy about it as the last one, but still amazing. And then to wrap up this section, Girlpool dropped a new track called Lucy's. And that's also amazing. It's just another solid Girlpool track if you don't know them. So I will just let you enjoy these next three tracks, and I'll get back to you. And that was a nice selection to start off there. I think I also missed the fact that a Gorilla Toss track was called Green Apple. If you're curious about the rest of it, my show will be uploaded online eventually, sometime within the next 2 to 5 days, I believe. So, make sure to check out the Radio Laurie website for that. Anyway, let's tune into a little bit of news here. Starting off, Sonic Youth has just announced that they're releasing a bunch of archived live shows online for completely free. You can go onto the website nugs.net, and they have a bunch of them there, including shows from like the CBGB and stuff like that, which is super exciting. That's awesome. It's in celebration of the 30th anniversary of their celebrated album, Daydream Nation. None other. I do have a Noise Rock selection in a bit. I bet you can guess a couple of the tracks that came out. As well, we also have Mineral, the indie Midwest emo group from the 90s, is back. 20 years, no new content or anything, and they are back out of nowhere. They announced a few live shows, and they have a new song, which is unfortunately not on this playlist. It was just recent, so I didn't have time or anything to figure out where to fit it all in and stuff, but I will be finding time to play that for sure. It's a great track. Anyway, up next we got a section that just screams autumn. A lot of calmer tracks here, starting with the Julian Baker Project, Boy Genius. You know, you're getting that organic sound from the group here. The very soft indie sound that you've probably been looking for. So I'll be playing the track Salt in the Wound by them. After that, we have a dream pop group I found called Low. They recently released their album Double Negative. I'm a big fan of it. I'm playing my favorite track Fly off it. After that, we have a Kurt Vile track off his new album Bottle It In. The track's called Yeah Bones. He's continuing the sound that he was building off a lot from the Courtney Barnett collaboration album, which I really loved. I played a couple tracks from those last year. So I really hope you enjoy this one. This is one of my favorite ones I put on the playlist tonight, although not my favorite. We'll get to that eventually. And then finally, I am going to be playing a Thom Yorke track one last time for a little bit, because I keep playing stuff from the Superza soundtrack he just scored for. I absolutely love it. I love the ambience. I love the darkness of it. I love how scary it can be, yet beautiful. So I'm playing the track Open Again by Thom Yorke at the very end of this part. So enjoy these next few tracks. And that was that selection there. You got any show requests? Whether it's a show theme, a song or two, whatever else you can think of to request. You can hit me up on Instagram at Lucas_Galukas. That's Lucas with a C, _GU Lucas. Anyway, These next few tracks are darker in terms of sound, I would say. Especially the first one. The first one being Daughters Guest House. If you haven't heard the new Daughters album that literally just came out, it is phenomenal. One of the best noise rock, industrial rock albums I've heard in a while. Following that, we have Current 93, noise rock group from, I believe, like late 90s, early 2000s. Apparently, they're still releasing stuff. I didn't actually know that. I've heard their older stuff before, but apparently they are. The track I chose here is not noisy like the rest of those. I still need to check out the rest of the album. I'm very curious. Apparently it's great. But I'm playing Bright Dead Star by them. And this is a great track, very dreary. And then finally, we have a Cloud Nothings track, So Right, So Clean, which is not nearly as punky as the rest of their work, but I still really enjoyed it. So enjoy these next few tracks. Coming close to finishing up here tonight. Hope you enjoyed those last few Raw tracks there, but we just got a little bit more news before we're at the before we wrap up. So the band Phish, P-H-I-S-H, not to be confused with the animal. they do some sort of Halloween cover band thing every year where they cover one of their albums or something like that. Anyway, they went over the top this year. They created some fake Scandinavian prog group, fake websites and reviews and all sorts of crazy stuff about what was coming for them. And then on Halloween announced, yeah, it was just us. We were just pranking you again, which is just odd. I don't see the point or anything, but whatever. Anyway, to finish up tonight, we've got a bit of more of a chill wave selection, starting with the legend himself, Toro Wai Moi, I believe. With his most danceable track yet, Freelance. I really like this single, and I'm excited to see what comes of the album. After that, we have another personal favorite chill wave artist, Washed Out. His album last year was one of my favorite of 2017. This is the track Chimes. That's his brand new single, and I like the calmer route he's going here. He's going very soft, and he has an open sound. You'll see what I mean when we get to it. And then finally, to finish up, we have a very exciting track from Thundercat called King of the Hill. It also features Bad Bad Not Good, who, if you've been listening to my show for a while, know that I actually went out and saw them last year and loved it. It was a great show. They were over at Maxwell's. It was amazing. And Flying Lotus, all on the same track. Three of these legends. Such a great track. Please enjoy. That's all for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week and every week. every Wednesday from 6 till 7. I had a great time as per usual tonight. Next week, we'll have some sort of more theme show instead of what we were playing, just new stuff today. So be ready for that. It'll be something real fun, you bet. But yeah, have a great night. Enjoy your week. Midterm season is just wrapping up, so hopefully you're all good there. And yeah, this is Spectrum Music, and I'm Lucas Galukas signing off.